If you want to turn with us to the 62nd Psalm for just a little bit, we'll share with you what the Lord's laid on our heart, be an encouragement to your heart in the day and hour that we live. We appreciate the Lord. We've touched on parts of this Psalm here before, but we want to look at a couple of things here tonight. God will be our help for just a little while. So we want to begin reading at verse 1, and we're going to skip a little bit through this Psalm. We're just going to look at a few verses in it. We're going to expound on the way the Lord's laid on our heart to do, and then we'll go to the house. It's been good to be in the Lord's house. In Psalm 62, the 62nd Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Look at verse 5. He says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before God. God is a refuge for us. Selah." As I look at this evening for just a little bit, and as the psalmist David here, he's crying out to the Lord, and he says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God." He said, it's a time in my life. He said, I just had to get silent in the Lord, and I just had to wait for God to speak to me. I want to say tonight, it's a good thing sometimes just to get silent. Find you a place that's quiet and just wait upon the Lord. Allow the Lord to just come upon you. Just meditate and think about Him. I want to say tonight, the Lord is good. He's so good to us. He is so merciful and kind. He is always there. He's ever present. He's watching over me and you. I tell you, He's a great big God. And I'm so thankful today, Jacob, He's a great big God that's on my side. Amen. Glory be to God to be His little children. And to know that a God as big as the God we serve is on our side. He's that ever present help there to help us. And then the psalmist said, "My soul awaiteth on God." He said, "I'm just going to wait upon God. I'm going to wait till He comes my way." He said, "I'm going to wait to encourage my heart." He said, "I'm going to wait for God to give me that I need." I'm telling you, young, and sometimes if we ain't careful, we get a hold of God. And I want to say tonight, God's got what we need. And I want to say, when God gives you that you need, it's something that'll satisfy your soul. It won't leave you wanting. It won't leave you left out. It won't leave you feeling in need. But when God gives you that, that'll satisfy your soul. Praise God, that it comes from the throne of grace. It's that'll help you in every aspect of your life. It won't leave you cold and dry, but it'll encourage you for the journey. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? He said, "I have the truly my soul waited upon God, for from Him cometh my salvation." Amen. He said, "I'm waiting on God for every aspect of my need, and salvation is something that I truly need from the Lord." He says, "He only is my rock." And I want to talk just a little bit tonight. And this is the theme that I would like to look at. If God will be our help, is the rock and a salvation. I want to say, you can't have the rock without salvation, and you can't have salvation without the rock. Praise be to God, there's a rock tonight that we can build upon. There's a rock that we can put our trust upon. And that rock ain't Peter. He said, "You're a little rock." He said, "Praise be to God." He said, "I'm a rock that you can build upon. I'm a place where you can build a fortress. I'm a place of defense out of the storm." Ain't you glad tonight that there's a rock that you can build on? Ain't you glad tonight that there's some solid ground that you can find tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ? A place where you can build. When the storms rage, praise God, and the waves come high and they dash upon it, praise God, your house will stand, because it's founded upon the rock of God. Ain't you glad tonight, young'uns, they still a rock that you can build upon, a rock that'll stand the test of time, a place where you can go, a place of defense, a place of hope, a place that'll stand all the storms that the world can throw at it. Ain't you glad there's a rock? Ain't you glad that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ? Ain't you glad that He made that place that you could come to? That He is that, He is that rock. Hey, I want to say, not only is that rock, but He's that chief cornerstone. He's that main build. Glory to God. He's that main building stone. Praise God. He's got to be that chief corner. You got to start building. You can't go away from God. You can't go away from the Lord. You can't go away from the blood and build upon that. That's not the rock. You got to start at the corner, at the head of the corner, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And when you build on Him, praise God, you build on solid ground. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad you got a place you can build? Ain't you glad tonight you know where you can build? Amen. Praise God. We're not building on sinking sand. We're not building on shifting shores. But praise God, we're building on a solid rock. Christ Jesus our Lord. We're building on a firm foundation. And we shall not be moved. Amen. He said, we shall not be greatly moved. He said, ain't they? He said, the things of this world, he said, they're not going to, they may push you, they may move you a little bit. You may sway a little with the storm, but praise be to God, if your feet's anchored on the rock, if your foundation's on the rock, he said, you'll not be moved far from the presence of God. Amen. And we may stumble and we may fall, youngins, but praise be to God, if we've got our feet on a solid rock, if we're found, our foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His death, burial, and His resurrection, that precious blood atonement that He shed for us. Praise God, we're built on solid ground. Amen. Amen. We will not fall. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad tonight you got something to build on? Ain't you glad tonight you got a place to build? Praise God, that's solid. When this world's a shifting, when this world's a failing, when this world's a being washed out the sea, praise God, when the storms is coming and taking things out, plumb out of sight, getting the things is plumb gone from this world, praise be to God, that's that solid rock. It'll stand the test of time. Amen. Man, that solid rock. Amen. Amen. That foundation rock. That Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll stand when everything else falls. When the world around us fails us. When people fail us. When the storms is raging. Praise God, that star, that rock of Jesus will stand. Amen. It's a strong rock. It's a, He said it's a place of defense. Amen. Now listen, He said it's a place that you can get to. And when the trials and tribulations of the world come at you. And they will come. You say, well, preacher, I've never had any trials in my life. I've never known any temptations. I've never had any testing. Well, praise God, you better hang on tight because it's a-coming. Amen. If you've never had it, praise God, as a child of God, Brother Tim, it's a-coming. Amen. It'll come one day. But I want to say, on the assurity of God, brother, just as sure as you got born in the family of God in February 2011, glory be to God, you've started on a solid rock of Jesus Christ, and He'll get you through the storm. He'll deliver you. Praise God, from the temptation, trials, this world. He'll help you to realize where you at, where you come from, what you need to be founded upon, what you are founded upon, and He'll help you to ride out the storm. Praise be to God. Just as safe and secure. Amen. Hey, listen. The storm may batter us. The storm may beat on us. The temptations may come and test us sore. But praise be to God, we just got to cry out to the Lord. We have to trust the God of our salvation. We just got to wait upon Him patiently because He knows exactly what we're going through and the trials of our temptation. Praise God, when we stand fast upon that solid rock, glory be to God, just brings honor and glory to His name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, I believe there's going to be some rewards in heaven for our trials of faith. Amen. When we stood the test of time, when the devil says, why don't you just give up? Why don't you just quit? Why? It ain't worth it. Oh, let me tell you, it is worth it. Yeah. Amen. They souls weighed and found guilty, weighed in the balance, and found wanting in this world. Praise be to God when we just stand those trials and those tests of time. Amen. We stand on that solid foundation. You say, I'm standing on the solid foundation of my Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter hell or high water, I'm going to stay on Jesus. I'm going to stay with the Lord because I'm built on a rock. Praise God. And you don't want to get off the rock. You got to stay on the rock. You got to stay on that solid ground. That place that's defendable. Praise God in the time of storm. How you say, well, preacher, It don't seem like I got much defense from the trials and tribulations I face. I want to say, if you're standing on the rock, praise God, the rock itself will be your strong defense. Amen. See, I believe that's where we're missing it tonight. In the church of the living God, we've taken our focus off the rock. We've taken us off our focus off of that firm foundation. We've taken our families off of that firm foundation, and we've put our trust in everything in the world. Amen. Hey, listen, they all come together in Congress of these United States a while back, and they said they're going to pass us a national health plan. All covered in skull, it's going to cover us all. Take care of us, I mean. Amen. As long as you fit into a certain category. Amen. Now, if you're from a 1 to 16, you don't matter because you don't pay taxes. And oh, by the way, if you're 65 or over, you don't matter because you don't pay taxes. But if you fit in between, somewhere in between there, said they're going to take care of you because you're paying taxes. But I want to say tonight, that government goes far beyond that, exceedingly above that, sis. Glory be to God, we don't have to worry about our government taking care of us. We don't have to worry about our health plan, because we've got, glory be to God tonight, we've got blessed assurance. Praise God in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're established on a firm foundation. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. His church is built upon it, and we stand upon it. It's the chief cornerstone in which we're built, and now we're not going to live relinquish that cornerstone. We're going to trust in what God give us. We're going to trust in the blood that was shed for us. And we're going to stay in the fight. Keep our heads up. Pray God, keep our minds clear and think on the things of God. And when trouble comes, we're going to stand together and we're going to face it together with the help of the Lord in a strong defense, because we're built on the rock. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, youngins, we've come through a lot. We've weathered a lot of storms. Praise God, the devil, hey, listen. Amen, he strode about us. But praise God, we just took it to the foot of the cross. We took it to the Lord Jesus Christ while we're standing on the rock. Amen. And we said, Lord, it's me again. Yeah. We're crying out to you, Lord, we need help. A little church, praise God, there's folks in it. God, I need that special touch. God, you know who they are. And Lord, we just ask you, just minister, just and praise God, the great physician, that strong defense, that's ours today. He said, that's all right. I done got it under control. I know the situation, and help's on the way. Praise Hallelujah. God. Amen. Glory be to God. Why would anybody want to give this up? Hey, my boy, you'd be backing up.
That's right.
Amen. You'd be relinquishing your rights. Amen. To something glorious. Something splendorous. Amen. By getting off the rock. Amen. Hey, I couldn't get off the rock if I wanted to. Amen. I couldn't. Hey, Lord bought me. He bought me with a price. He bought you with a price. He put me on the rock. How about you? Amen. See, glory be to God, just like He poured us into that foundation.
Yeah.
Amen. Our name's been written in heaven if you're a child of God. Yeah. If you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, if you've come forward and you've confessed your sin, just said, Holy Ghost of God knocked on your heart and said, you're just no sinner, you're in the hell. But you don't have to. God loves you.
Amen.
Jesus died for you. He shed His blood for you.
Hallelujah.
Would you come and repent and be saved and accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Praise God, your heart are beating out of your chest.
Yes,
tears are flowing out of your eyes. You've run from your seat, fell an old-fashioned altar, cried out to a holy God.
Hallelujah.
He said, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart and confess with our mouth.
Yes.
Amen. It don't matter which way you say it, praise God, it's still got to be.
Yes,
amen. He said, when you do that, said the Lord God of glory, said He'll save you ever dying soul, because your soul's dying and dying and dying without God. But praise be to God, I want to get on that side where the soul begins to live. I want to say, when you get saved and you get built up on the rock and you get be part of that strong defense, see, you got somebody fighting for you tonight, youngins. And Christ Jesus the Lord, glory to God, He is that strong rock. And the worry and the temptations and the things of this world will never overflow that rock. Amen. He'll always rise steadfast above everything the devil has to throw. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. It may be that the water splashes up, maybe gets on our feet. a little bit. But I want to say, glory be to God, it'll never overflow you. It'll never get to the point that God can't reach down just to embrace you and help you and comfort you and deliver you out. Why? Because you've come to Him. And you said, Lord, I just confess my sins. I won't be one of your little children. Now let me ask you this. You believe the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, would let His little children go under? Amen. You believe the Lord Jesus Christ would let you keep going under? And amen. And like you're going to drown? Oh, no. Amen. He'd do just like He did to old Peter. You remember old Peter? He's ambitious. He said, Lord, if it be Thee, bid me come to Thee on the water. And the Lord said, come on, Peter. Glory be to God. Said, you want to walk on water? So you got faith? Come on. So Peter stepped out of the boat. You said, well, see, he shouldn't have done that. Praise God, he had more faith than most of us.
Yes, sir.
He actually stepped out of the boat. Amen. Because he was trusting. You know why? Because when he had his eyes on Jesus, it was just like he was standing on that solid rock. Amen. That water was oblivious to his mind. He wasn't thinking about the water. He was thinking about that rock. He was thinking about that chief cornerstone. He was thinking about the God that David served. Oh, Peter stepped out on faith, began to walk towards the Lord. Now I can just see in my mind's eye the Lord, like he's back from here to that door. Peter stepped out of that boat and stepped on that water. Hey, man, he just kept walking. And then the Bible said those waves was boisterous. See, now that's what happens. The world throws things at us. The devil throws things at us. He tries to discourage us. He tries to dissuade us. He tries to scare us. But Peter had his eyes on the Lord. But then he starts seeing them waves coming up from the side. See, David, the devil won't hit you face on. See, the technique of the devil is not to hit you face on. Amen. He's not to confront you face on. Praise God, he's going to hit you from the side. He's going to come at you from the back where you least expect it. Amen. He's going to sidetrack you. Amen. So I can see them waves as boisterousness coming. And Peter got to seeing them out of the corner of his eyes. And they begin to rage. But could you just imagine that big old wave will come maybe on this side? And it passes by, and boy, he starts to shake. All of a sudden, there's another and comes from this side. He sees out of the corner of his eyes, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, he takes his eyes off the rock, and he looks at that wave that's about to overflow him. You know what happens when he takes his eyes off of Jesus? He begins to sink. He begins to sink down in that water. Amen, because he took his eyes off the rock. Amen, he had a firm path to walk on when he had his eyes on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off the rock, he began to sink. That's what happens to me and you. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we begin to sink. But when we get to be like Peter was, and we realize we've messed up, we realize we took our eyes off the Lord, and we say, Jesus, help me. Boy, that's all we have to do. When we do that from the earnest of our heart, praise God, there's a big old hand that reaches down. Amen, it's right there. You ever noticed it's always right there on purpose, right on time, every time. That big old hand of God just reached down. He grabbed old Peter. Praise God, just like you would a little old youngin', and he just pulled him up. Amen, put his feet back on her. He said, now, Peter. And he led him over and put him in the boat. Amen, bless God. Why did he do that? Because he's God, that's why. And when we put our faith in him, when we keep our eyes on the rock, praise God, we stay on that firm ground, that solid ground. Amen. The rock of our salvation. Praise be to God. Our strong defense. That place that's defense. That place that's defendable. You get off the... Hey, praise God, these people that's not on the rock. Hey, their ground's not defendable. The devil overflow them. The devil he'll power over them like a flood. But praise be to God, when you're on that rock, that rock's the Lord Jesus Christ, when you're on Him... Praise God, you've got a strong defense. You've got a place that's defendable. He said it was not be greatly moved. But now listen what David says in verse 5. Now this caught my attention, and I was reading this the other night. Now David is talking. He said, truly my soul waiteth upon the Lord. Now he's talking. But in verse 5, David's talking to his soul. Now get this. David says, my soul... Could you see inside? Can you just imagine this? Can you vision this? He's speaking to his inner self. Amen. David's speaking to his inner self. He says, my soul? And his soul said, yes. He said, wait thou only upon God. He said, soul, don't wait on nothing else. Just wait on God. Wait on God Almighty. Soul, he says, wait on the Lord. I wonder who we're waiting on tonight. Who are you waiting on tonight? You waiting for some deliverance from somewhere else? If you're waiting on deliverance from the government, if you're waiting for deliverance from some of your neighbors, if you're waiting for deliverance from somebody that's offered you a job, you're waiting on the wrong place. Our soul needs to be waiting upon the Lord. And we need to be waiting upon the Lord. How was David waiting? He said, my soul, wait upon God. And in Him only. Amen. But now listen to what he says. The last part of that verse. For my expectation is from Him. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm waiting. He said, soul. He said, just wait entirely upon the Lord. I'm expecting something from God. He said, I'm expecting God to show up and give up, pice me out some kind of a blessing, some kind of a help. Something that I need to encourage me, to uplift me, to get me above that I am. Amen. Boy, it'd be good sometimes if we could just say, my soul, wait only upon God with an expectant hope that He's going to bless me and help me and deliver me. Praise God, because He is that rock and that strong defense. David said, I'm trusting on Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I've tried myself. Now I can see old David. He's down there and he's running from old King Saul. And he's down there in Gedi. He's hiding out in caves. Amen. Running from old King Saul. He could have killed him a time or two, but he didn't. He said, that's God's man. God put him in as king. If God wants to take him out, God's going to take him out. He said, it's not my place to do that. He said, but David, you know you've already been anointed as king. He said, that's all right. He said, I'll wait my turn. When God says it's time for me to sit on the throne, he said, I'll sit on the throne. But until then, he said, my soul. He said, I know how you long for things, but praise God. He said, I'm waiting only on the Lord. My expectation is from God. When God's ready to move me, when God's ready to help me, when God's ready to establish me, I'm just going to wait expecting it to happen. Amen. I wonder tonight if we could just wait expectantly. Are you expecting something to happen in your life? Hey, those of us that's been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, are you waiting expectantly for God to do something in your life? Are you waiting for Him to do something in your family's life? Are you looking for Him to move you and to help you and to grow you and to restore you and whatever you need? Are you waiting with expectation? Amen. We ought to be waiting with an urgent expectation tonight of what God's going to do. Amen. If we're on the rock, if we're part of that chief cornerstone. But then David goes on. He said, He only is my rock and my salvation. And he says, oh, by the way, He is my defense. Amen. He's the one that's kept me the whole time. He's the one that does for me what I need to do. That's God of glory. It's that great cornerstone. It's that rock. And that's my safe place. He said, it's the rock that's my salvation. It's my rock that delivers me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that saves me. He said, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. He says, I shall not be moved. Amen. Now before he said, I was being persuaded a little bit and I was being teetered and tottered. The devil was batting me around like a ball. He said, I shall not be greatly moved. But praise God, he said, listen. He said, the God of glory, He is my rock. And He is my salvation. And He is my defense. And he said, I'm not going to be moved from where I'm at. Amen. He said, I've done made up my mind. I'm staying with God. He said, I've done made up my mind. I know what He can do. And I know what He can do for me. Amen. And he said, I'm not moving from where God put me. I'm not moving from the place that God wants me to be. Amen. I'm going to stay on the rock. I'm going to stay with the stuff. I'm going to stay with the Word. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be persuaded, praise God, from where I'm at. Amen. I'm going to stay with God. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. Hey, but what if we could all get the mindset that we're just going to stay with the stuff. Just stay on the rock. Say, hey, praise God, and we're not going to be moved. We ain't going to compromise. We ain't going to let down. We're going to stay with the Word. We're going to stay, praise God, on the foundation which God made for us. Praise the Lord. God began to move in his heart. He began to tell old David, he said, hey, listen, I've got strength for you, big boy. And he says in verse 7, in God is my salvation. And then he says, not only is my salvation, he said, and my glory. Amen. He said, God is my salvation, and he's the one that lifts me up. Amen. He's the one that gets me up to that higher plane. God's the one that raises me up above self and circumstances. God's the one that delivers me up unto himself to that higher plane of life. See, before I was trusting us too much in self, but he said, now, praise God, he said, I'm putting my faith and trust in him, and I'm just staying on the rock, that place of strong defense. He is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. He said, now, he's that place of my glory, but he said, he's also that rock of my strength. Do you know you get strength from the rock? Amen. You get strength from the rock. You get strength from the Lord Jesus Christ. David said when everybody had forsaken him, and it seemed like nobody helped him, he was over there in them caves. And he said he got to the point that there wasn't nobody around to help him. And David said, you know what I had to do? He said, I just encouraged myself.
Amen.
In the Lord. Hey man, he said, nobody is around to say, David, it'll be all right. He said, David, it'll be okay. He wasn't nobody around to say, hey, don't give up, it'll be all right. He said, nobody was there to encourage me. He said, so I encouraged myself in the Lord. Amen. He said, I took my strength from the Lord. Hey, Lord, I said, Lord, I know with you on my side, you is my strong defense, you is my rock. I'm trusting you, and praise God, I'm going to take my strength from you. I want to say tonight, when you get weak and you feel like you can't go no more and the devil's tempting you, sir, praise be to God, just say, listen, devil, I'm on the rock, and the rock is my strength, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Amen. I'm going on for the glory of God. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to be tempted. Praise God. I'm just going to stay on the rock and wait on the Lord. Amen. He said, I am. He said, the Lord is my strength. He said, that's where I get made strong. You know why there's so many weak Christians today? You know why there's so many weak Christians today? Because we're not on the rock. We're not trusting in the Lord. Amen. We're not trusting in His strength. We're not trusting in His defense. We're not trusting any strength, any salvation. And we're not using Him as a refuge. He said, He's my strength and my refuge. He said, isn't God? He said, that, you know what a refuge is? Refuge is a place of safety. Amen. David said, God is my refuge. He said, when the whole world's against me, he said, God's that place I can run to. To get in out of the storm, a place where I can hide out. Amen. He said, I can put my trust in the Lord. He said, I know the Lord will help me. He said, when sickness comes and trials comes and tribulation comes, David said, I know who I can trust. He said, I have a refuge, a place of safety. And guess where it's at? It's on the rock. Amen. That place of strong defense. It's on the rock. It's in that. It's building the foundation, that chief cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's where our strength is. That's where our help is. That's where our refuge is. You say, well, preacher, how do you know? Because I've had to, in my Christian life, there's been a time or two, Brother Dean, that situations has come up in my life. There's been times that sickness and things would come, and you just was at your wit's end. You didn't know what to do. And you just had to fall on your face, and you knew who you know from whence cometh your help, and you fall on your face, you said, God of glory, I know that you are able to hear and answer prayer. And Lord, I just beg you tonight, Lord, please, just do that that needs to be done. We've got a situation here, and oh God, I need you to intervene. You know what? Boy, there's a deep settled peace comes on. You ever had that? Amen. I mean, the storm's still raging, but all of a sudden, in the midst of the storm, there's a peace and a quietness. Amen. And it's just like God just puts his big old loving arms around you and say, it's going to be okay.
Praise the Lord.
I've got it. Amen. 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 He said, I've got it. Don't worry. And boy, you just sit back and you say, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And you know what? While you're there watching that storm just blows on by. Glory be to God. And you're sitting there in that perfect calm and that perfect peace. Glory be, and God in the midst. Amen. Just sitting there on your rock. Amen. Ain't that the most marvelous feeling? Just sitting there on your rock, at rock of Jesus, saying, whew, praise be to God. I knew you could do it, Lord. I had my faith in you, God. Praise your holy name. Amen. Come through one more time. Bless me and help me. Praise God, because you are my strength and my refuge. Bless your name. Then David says, listen, he says, trust in him at all times, you people. David said, hey, he's that salvation. He's that rock. He's that defense. He's that place out of the storm. He's that strength. He's the salvation. Praise God. He's a refuge. And he said, trust in him at all times. I wonder how often do you trust in the Lord? Do you trust in the Lord always, even to the end of the way? Are we just trusting the Lord when we need him for something? Amen. When do we trust in the Lord? When do you trust in the Lord? You think about him, you put your trust in him. Amen. When you say, oh goodness, I've got a situation here and I can't handle it. Lord, I'm going to have to. But no, we ought to trust in him every day. Say, Lord, I'm just going to put my whole life in your hands. Everything that I have, everything that I am, Lord, it belongs to you. And Lord, I need you to just intervene however you see fit to take care of what's ours. Because I want to tell you something. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalms 24, we don't have nothing. We're not even our own. It all belongs to God. Amen. So David said, what you got to do, all you people? Are you hearing me? I'm finished. He said, all you people, he said, you know what you got to do? You just got to trust in him all the time. Amen. You've got to trust in the Lord all the time, always, in every situation. David said, trust in him at all times, you people. And now listen to what he says. And he says, pour out your heart before him. Pour out your heart before him. What's David saying? He said, just show him how much you appreciate him. I wonder how many times we truly just fall on our face before holy God and just pour our heart and say, Lord, I love you. I appreciate you so much for saving my old soul, a wretch that I was. But God, you took me and you saved me. And God, you've kept me. And oh, by the way, Lord, for all the blessings that you've given me, for all the encouragements that you've come, all the times you've come by and encouraged me, all the many times you've come by when I was in doubt and just put your arms around me and told me that you loved me. Every time you sent the old brother Bill or somebody my way and said, hey, just stay in the fight, don't give up. Lord, I appreciate you. What is David? He said, just pour out your heart to God. Say, Lord, I love you. I love you with all my heart for loving me. I love you, God, because you love me. I love you with all my heart. And I thank you, Lord, because you love me. David said, just trust in the Lord and just pour out your heart to him. Because by the way, God is a refuge for us. Selah. David says, what do you think about that? What do you think about what I told you tonight? Isn't he good? Amen. Isn't he a God to be praised and uplifted? He is a rock. Salvation. A strong defense. A strength. A tower. A power. And a refuge. He's all those things. Amen. And David said, hey, listen. He said, he's all those things to you. He's a refuge. He's a place to get in out of the storm. Ain't it good to have a place to get in out of the storm? What do you think about that? Selah.